Now that chair right there is one of Grandmother's living room furniture.
Oh, look at the old Grandma's doors.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What about the children? Did they have any musical instruments to play? Just little simple things that they could put in their mouths or...
I suppose so, but I don't remember. I just don't remember much about that.
Like a harmonica? What was your call?
Yeah, they used harmonicas and harps. That's what I was trying to think of. A mouth harp. Looked like a harmonica.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
They were different, but I don't know how, but one was... Or whether it's the same thing or not, I don't know. But anyway, they were about this long, about this... deep, and they played, you know, that way, and,
Did they ever use this?
The
fingers? For the harps? Did they use their fingers
for the harps? I don't remember. I don't think so. I think they're just the different parts of it across here had different tones,
mm-hmm.
and, Yeah, they had harps. Yeah, everybody had a harp back in those days.
About the tools that they had on the farms, what did they use to pound these big nails with when they were building things?
Hammers. I have a hammer in there that Stanley's father was grandfather was a shipbuilder in Louisville,
mm-hmm.
called the Nadal Shipyards, and he made seagoing ships, and I have the hammer that he used all the time in his work.
And they made the ships in Louisville, Kentucky?
Uh-huh.
Where'd they go from there?
Well, they sold them all over the United States.
Mm-hmm. How did they get them out of Louisville?
Well, see, down the river,
mm-hmm.
and they'd go, I don't know where all they sold them to, but that was called the Nadal Shipyards, and his grandfather owned that, and of course he worked right along, Stanley said he always worked right along with the men, and
mm-hmm.
just like they did.
Did he have any unusual tools around the house that have any
names? Not that I know of. Of course, I imagine he did things that I wouldn't know anything about. But
mm-hmm. On the wagons, can you remember what the trims were for the pieces that... Pieces in the wagon?
The only thing I can remember is the body was a bed,
mm-hmm.
or the bed, the body, or whatever they'd call it, and then the tongue where they hit the horses to.
Mm-hmm.
And when they just had one horse, they called it a buggy that just had one horse was called a... forgotten what they called it, but the wagon thing that they put the horses on each side, or mules, or whatever they used, that was called the tongue. It stuck out where they harnessed them up and hitched them back to that thing to pull
mm-hmm.
the thing. But I can't think what these things were called that grandmother had on her buggy. And of course, we had a buggy and had the old-fashioned Sir, you had sung with a sir with a fringe on top. Well, we had one of those. And me and my daddy did.
Mm-hmm.
Because grandmother had a buggy. And
once you hitched them up, you had to back them in between something, didn't you?
Between these two things that they hooked them up to pull a buggy. But I can't think what they were called.
What about the wheels? What did they look like? Can you describe them?
Yeah, regular old-fashioned wagon wheels. You see them around the country sometimes. They were made out of heavy wood, and the spokes and the rims, too, I think, were made out of wood.